And another thing that he tells us about obedience, the importance of obedience. You were here the other day when I said about the importance of obedience. Mamaji is sitting with his disciples around, you know, a hall like, small hall. And all of a sudden a young man comes there. Very reverently stands up and bows down. And after, he looks at the young man and says, yeah, what do you want? I've come to ask you, what vocation should I follow? So Muhammad looks at the mandali there and says that, what a question to ask. It was in vogue at the time that your father's vocation is your vocation when you grow older. So Muhammad says that, don't you know the tradition? Whatever your father did, you do that. That's your occasion. He got so sullen about it. He didn't like it, and he just stands like that. The mood was not good. And he stood there, and Muhammad again started chatting and all that. After a while, about 10, 15 minutes, he turns to him and says, didn't you listen? Why are you standing? Is there anything else to be asked? No, I just want to know what. Please tell me what vocation I should follow. Did they tell you that your father's vocation? Well, my father was a thief and I used to do that.
A thief.
So Muhammad says that, so what if your father was a thief? The tradition is that whatever vocation your father... No, but since I heard your name and since what you have been telling, the way of our life should be such and such, and I thought that it's best to come and ask you now, what should I do? I can't go on continuing like that. So then Mama says, no, you continue. Do your father's vocation. Continue with your father's vocation, whatever you have been doing. But remember two, three things that I tell you. Always do justice. Second is, never speak a lie. Say the truth. Third is, whenever you hear the prayer call, leave everything and attend to the prayer. Have you followed? Say, yes, my Lord. So now you can do anything, go on robbing people or do anything you like, you know, you are free. Nothing binds you. So he goes and he's very happy because he used to do that same job for me. And he left because of Muhammad. That's how he is. And he goes and leaves the town and goes to a distant city there and then looks here and there, inspects and all that. And he comes across a huge mansion and says, oh my God, this is a good place for me. Because if I were to rob the wealth from here, I need not go on being it for a year or two. He said, it was sufficient. So he plans how to do it and all. So they were on the, he sees from the roadside, there are little turrets like thing on the balcony there, on the terrace. So he looks at the height of that. And he comes in the evening when it's dark and night, with a rope, slings the rope across that, and he climbs up on the terrace. And from the top of the terrace, there in Arabia, they are, you know, have you been to Arabia?
Yeah.
Or do you have those still those on the roof, you know, they have got that?
They like to sit on the roofs.
Yeah. What do you call it?
Well, the majlis, you mean, up on top, where they sit?
The majlis means this story, but no, but that for the wind to come in, like...
Oh, the wind tower.
So that's how it is. So he got there, gets there, climbs down the steps there, and comes to a kitchen. And at that time it was traditional that women are always found to be in the kitchen. Never kept, what do you call, unattended. So that was the safest site for them to put their belongings, gold and silver and all that. And there were no banks at the time. They would dig a pit and all that and hide them, you see, in a leather bag and all that, and cover it. He goes there and says, oh, I come, entered into a bank, and because he knew that this is how it was. So he started fumbling there in the darkness and he comes across uneven ground and he just starts digging, and sure enough, there is a bag of gold. And then again he goes, another bag. Likewise, he collected about 12 bags of gold. Mm. And he's so happy about it. It's a good catch for me. It will last me for three years. And then he collects them all in a big piece of cloth, brings it across his shoulder, and now it's time, now it's getting late. He climbs the steps. As soon as he goes two or three steps, he remembers Muhammad, he has to do justice. If I were to rob this household of all their wealth, I am just a bachelor. And what about the whole family that is there? It's not doing justice. So he takes out a couple of them and throws on the step and proceeds further. As he proceeds further, I'm not doing justice. It's not justice. So he again throws two or three more and two or three more till he goes up the terrace there with only four bags. And then now he's happy, it will last a long time. And he's about to slide down from the terrace with the rope, help of the rope. All of a sudden he put his leg up there to slide down, he heard the cry, prayer. And so he comes up and starts praying. And he prays loudly. Of course they were not what you call loudspeakers at that time, for you. So, and then he prays fervently, because Muhammad had told him to. And then what happens, right down below where he is praying is the room of the owner of the mansion, where he is sleeping with his wife. I said, what's the matter? Who is praying on our terrace over here? Nobody needs to pray here in the house, because nothing is to be asked for God, from God. We have got plenty. Who prays? When you beg, then you have to pray. Prayer is nothing but begging. Yes, it is. Baba told us. Mm-hmm. Why do we pray? Because we want to beg. Didn't Baba say that? Mm-hmm. Say it then. Mm-hmm. Help me out.
Yeah, Baba said prayer is nothing but begging.
Yeah.
Real prayer is when you don't ask for anything. It's just spontaneous prayer.
Just loving. Real prayer. Okay, whatever it is. So he gets up, wakes his wife up. Do you hear somebody praying on the terrace? Who's there? We have only one daughter and there's a man's voice over here. So they both get up and try to climb up the terrace. And that's the only way is through the kitchen. So as they go there and try to climb up one or two steps, and he is forward ahead of his wife. While he comes, he feels something there. What's the matter on the steps? He finds that there are gold. Oh God, that's mine. That's what we are. What happened? And there's another bag. Oh, we have been robbed or something like that. So again he climbs up. He again tries to find so many bags of gold. Lying through there. He goes up there and looks at a young man, handsome young man, ardently praying to the Lord. And both husband and wife look at him. They can't disturb a man in prayer. That is a Muslim tradition. Each one gets thought, how handsome he is. Our daughter is of age now to get married. Who could he be? Such ardent prayer, worshiper and all that. After the prayer is over, the man asks, who are you? Why are you doing this? Why do you disturb us? Who are you? He said, forgive me, I am a thief. Because he knew the truth. You are a thief. How could you be a thief? You are the ones who robbed us of this. Yes. Why do you throw all these bags here like that? Because there's something, the orders are under the orders of the Lord. Hazrat Muhammad Sahib. What is that? What happened? So he tells the whole story. And they are deeply touched. So are you married? Come down with us. So then they make him sit down and then they give him the hand of the daughter. And he becomes the owner of the mansion. And that's what happens. The fruit of carrying out my orders implicitly is this. In spite of whatever order I give you, good or bad, if you carry the orders out implicitly, you won't be the loser. That's what he told us.
That's what Baba told you.
Baba told us about it.
Why did Baba tell you that story? Was somebody being disobedient?
Yeah, not disobedient, but gradually obey and all that stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
Very difficult life.
Yeah.
When we talk about him and his life story and all that, it's such a pleasant thing to hear by your through your ears. But for those who were around him, it was not that.
Difficult.
Do you want me to bring out so you can share with them the message on obedience about the four stages of obedience that Baba told you all at that time?
Yeah.